My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Justin, we have a podcast.
Diving deep into all things Texas, both on and off the field. Here's Sean Pendergast. Welcome to Utopia.
Welcome in. It is a Tuesday edition, training camp report edition of the Utopia Football Podcast. Great to be with you. I'm Sean Pendergast, one half of Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610, mornings 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. most 95% of the year during the first 2 weeks of training camp, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. You can get us on the Odyssey app, on the radio, YouTube, Twitch, wherever you get your shows. You can get the podcast of the show, wherever you get your podcast, just search Payne and Pendergast. And of course, this is the Utopia Football Podcast, my Texans exclusive podcast with some time to time, some Astros and Rockets mixed in and general NFL as well. But great to be with you. I am recording this less than an hour following the conclusion of practice number 5 for the Houston Texans. Today, significant practice today for a couple of reasons. One, the fans, this is the first practice that had fans in the stands, and there were people lined up early, man. There were people lined up in that parking lot at 3 in the morning this morning. I would say a really good crowd out there, considering that there was some pretty ominous weather this morning that looked like it was going to be a whole lot worse than it was. There were some heavy showers between 8 and 8:30, but practice didn't start till 9, plenty of sunshine after that to dry out the field, and the team ended up having a very good practice. Looked like they came out of it healthy, didn't see any things significant happen. I'll get you the injury update on some guys when we do the practice notes at the end of the podcast. But suffice it to say, it was a really, really fun day out there. A lot of fans, a lot of good energy. The enthusiasm for this team that I think players and ownership and coaches and GMs have felt just walking around town has translated. Certainly the first couple, the first practice for fans. The fans are going to be allowed in, I believe, tomorrow and Friday. And I think Saturday, too, if you have tickets to it. So hope to see you guys out there. It was really fun. So significant for that. Number two, it was the first padded practice of the 2024 training camp, and there was some good contact going on. So we got to see a little bit more and get a little more comfortable with what some of the guys look like who have looked good in just the shells and the jerseys, how they've looked in pads. A lot of the guys who looked really good in this setting as well. I didn't notice any drastic deltas between certain guys that we've been watching with just the jerseys and helmets on and with pads, where somebody just completely flashed that was now in pads, or whether somebody just completely looked overwhelmed once pads came on. The defense is still doing a lot of great things up front. The offensive line is having its ups and downs. And I would say the theme of the practice today was that the offense got some of its revenge back. The defense dominated on Monday at practice. The offense got some of its groove back. They worked almost exclusively in red zone, which I'll get to in just a second. So I'll get to all the practice stuff. Prior to or during the early part of practice, Cal and Hannah McNairsh spoke. The McNairs were out there. They were out there yesterday, out there today, whole family out there today. Janice McNair has been out there in her air-conditioned tent, kind of in between the two fields, taking in practice. So the McNairs, that trend has continued, where they continue to be just very present and very front-facing at training camp. And I'll give them credit. This isn't something where they started doing it just last year when C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans got here. The McNair's concerted effort to really try to reconnect with the fan base started in the Lovie Smith year back in 2022. So they've been out there front facing while the team was still poor. The team is very good now, so it's easy to go out there now. I would imagine much easier, but they started this reconnection with the fan base before there was a Texans bandwagon. So I give them credit for that. And a lot of the poor decisions that had been made in 2020 and 2021 kind of got wiped out of the building in 2022, and now you start bringing in good people. They brought Nick Caserio in 2021. That was a good hire, but you start to bring in D'Amico Ryans, who then drafts C.J. Stroud. D'Amico and Nick choose to trade up and get Will Anderson, and now they're off to the races with a lot of the guys that they brought in. So it's cool to see the McNairs. They spoke to the media. If I had to bullet point this thing with what the McNairs had to talk about, the big question was about the roof of NRG Stadium. There was damage. A few of the panels to the roof at NRG Stadium were destroyed. The same thing happened, or something similar happened, back in 2008 with Hurricane Ike. And if you recall that season, that hurricane hit in week two of the NFL season. So the Texans had to move a bye week around. It was a very disruptive thing for a season where the Texans started off very, very poorly, and the hurricane was a big reason for that. The roof was severely damaged in Ike, and if I recall, they had to play some roof-open games. They didn't get it repaired in time for the season. What Cal said today was that, hey, these are panels. You can't go to Home Depot and buy them off the shelf. You know, you can't go there with your list of, I need some touch-up paint. I need some spackle. I need a garden shovel and some 500-foot panels for a dome ceiling. You can't do that. So they're going to have to wait, I believe, until September, he said, to get those panels. Now, even without those panels, even with the damage to the roof, they can still play. They believe they can still play roof open and roof closed games. And we know what that means. That means roof closed games, because they don't open the roof hardly ever, the Texans. So it doesn't look like it's going to get repaired until after the season starts, it would appear. So there's that. But it would appear that if you're someone who dreads having the roof open in September and October, and I know from having a wife with season tickets that are in the sun, a lot of people do dread that, know that they should be able to play with the roof closed, but the repairs won't take place for a while. They also, the McNairs mentioned that season tickets sold out for 2024. If you're looking for signs of progress, signs that people are back on board, I would say people lined up at 3 a.m. for training camp is a good one. I would say being able to get rid of all the training camp tickets, being able to put the training camp tickets out there and they all get swept up by fans, that's a good sign. Now people are putting their money behind it when they're buying season tickets. So season ticket allotment is sold out. There's still single game tickets available, so you can still go to a Texans game if you want to, but they set aside about 90% of the stadium for season ticket holders. So single game tickets still available. They've started a wait list for 2025. They haven't needed a season ticket wait list in about 5 or 6 years. Now they're starting a list for 2025. So these are great signs for a great football team. You know, I'm not here to say, hip, hip, hooray. The Texans are now making their make. They made money when they weren't selling season tickets. I'm just happy for the people in the building who had, especially the ticket people, who are the front line of defense for when the team does silly things. So back in 20 and 2021, the ticket office was more of a customer service department than it was a ticket office. So I'm happy for those people. And I am happy for the Texans overall in terms of what this means for interest in the team. I think it's great. And you know, it should translate into tailgating. They want to also make sure that you know to get into your seats very, very early. But they are sold out of tickets. They tried to get Cal and Hannah, mostly Cal, to make a prediction on the season. He was not biting on that one. He gave an answer that sounds like he sat, literally, like he sat in a desk with a classroom with Professor D'Amico and Professor Casario. And they said, here's what the correct answer is going to be when they ask what the potential for this team is. Because Cal was committing to nothing. He was given the whole, we're going to take it day by day spiel. Disappointed in you, Cal. I wanted you to put something out there that was very, very content friendly. And you didn't do that. I still consider you a friend, but you didn't do that. So that was cool. And they got a hero's welcome, Cal and Hannah, when they got done. I can't remember if it was before they talked to the media or after. I just remember them when they walked from the media area across the field where the fans were in the bleachers. Man, they got a round of applause. It's crazy how things have changed in just 2 years. It's wild. So that was cool. They spoke, and that was the information they gave us. As far as practice goes, they were very red zone heavy at practice today, and the offense got some of its mojo back that it was lacking in yesterday's practice. As far as notable plays in the red zone heavy, and by the way, if I were a fan at practice, as there were, you know, a couple thousand of them there probably today, I think red zone is what I'd want to watch, man. A lot of those one-on-one matchups down at the goal line, especially in pads, you're getting some hitting up high, a lot of contact. But the offense did good things, and red zone is going to be big. If there's an area where the Texans and C.J. Stroud can improve this year offensively, well, the offense can improve running the football. But C.J. Stroud – excuse me, taking a sip of water – they were not a great red zone team last year. They were a middle of the pack red zone team. They got better talent than probably what their red zone numbers were. So among the plays, the very first play in this team drill, 11 on 11 red zone, Stephon Diggs made a spectacular catch on a spectacular throw by CJ Stroud in the back of the end zone that was just beautiful. I mean, a perfectly placed toe tapper in the back right corner of the end zone, right in front of the assembled media, and Diggs caught it and then gave it a big spike and a yell, and it was really cool. The crowd went crazy. Brevin Jordan had a really nice catch on the same side of the field at the pylon, kind of crossing over towards the right side, caught it at the goal line at the pylon. Again, perfectly placed by CJ Stroud, and on that one, he was on the move. He was getting flushed out of the pocket and threw it over to Brevin Jordan, who made the catch. That was really, really good. Kate Stover caught a touchdown pass and took a lick, and that was good to see. I should mention that they were doing a lot in that goal line drill. They were doing a lot of mixing and matching with C.J. Stroud at quarterback. They had the first string line in there, at least the one that they've been using in camp. Laremy Tunsil didn't practice again today. But they were mixing and matching a lot of the different receivers and backs with C.J., in that red zone drill, I guess to get comfort with him. I mean, like at one point, Steven Sims and I think Ben Skoranek were both in there as wide receivers with Daria Gumbawale in the backfield with CJ. So the coaches have been very, very adamant that there is no depth chart yet. And yet, I mean, I think there's some positions that are just incredibly obvious what first string is going to be. And there's certainly players who are competing for jobs right now who have run almost exclusively with the first string. Like Kamari Lassiter is in a battle for the cornerback position opposite Derek Stingley Jr. But Lassiter looks to be the favorite in the clubhouse because he's getting a lot of the run with the ones. Now it's early, and maybe they give C.J. Henderson and Jeff Okuda a day to run with the ones. But for right now, Kamari Lassiter looks to be, if I had to predict based on just the first five practices and who they've been trotting out there, the big competitions have been corner. Big competitions we've been looking forward to have been the second cornerback spot and left guard. And if we're basing it just purely on who's out there at camp so far running with what appears to be the first team, Kenyon Green and Kamari Lassiter are going to win those spots. There's still a lot of camp to go, but I'm just telling you what's happened so far. And I'm cool with that. I mean, that means you know how I am about wanting to hit on draft picks. There's a big thing. I just have some sort of thing where I feel like they have to hit on draft picks. Got to hit on draft picks. That would mean that you're retroactively hitting on the Kenyon Green draft pick. He's your starting left guard. Because competition at that spot is pretty fierce right now. And then Kamari Lassiter, not only if he became your starting cornerback and a serviceable cornerback at that as a rookie, not only would that justify the picking him at 42nd, it would justify the move back from 23 to 42 that got to the second round pick that brought in Stephon Diggs. So there's almost a chain of events here that go with that. But CJ was getting action with a lot of guys. Ben Skowronek had a nice touchdown catch from Davis Mills. This was several plays after Ben Skowronek had gone down in a heap because he went up for a catch in the back corner of the end zone and came down really hard on his torso. But he came back in and was on kickoff team. Oh, they were doing a ton of stuff with kickoff again today. I should mention that. But Cade Silver caught a touchdown. Skowronek had a touchdown. Dario Gumbawala had a nice run off the left side for a touchdown down near the goal line. He was able to put his head down and get in the end zone. So it was a good day for the offense. It was all exclusively red zone. They didn't do, to my knowledge that I saw, they didn't do any 11-on-11 in the general field of play. It was all down inside the 10-yard line.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
So that's fun. Those are fun drills. You know, those are really like gotta win our one-on-one matchup kind of drills. So they were very red zone heavy today. Other notes from practice today, Andre Johnson was out there. That was cool to see Andre. Of course, he's going into the Hall of Fame in about a week and a half. He's got his gold jacket. He came over and dapped a few of us up in the media and chatted with us for a minute. That was good to see him. He was chatting with everybody. Andre looks to be in a great mood. He's going into the Hall of Fame. But he was out there, chatted with D'Amico for a couple of minutes, chatted with the McNairs, went over and saw Janice McNair. Andre Johnson, who's around this team a lot these days, he was just walking around practice, man. And that's what you get to do when you're a Hall of Famer. There's the media pass. There's the VIP bracelet to go sit in the good part of the bleachers over there. And then there's the Andre Johnson pass, where you just show up and say, I'm Andre Johnson, and you can go wherever the hell you want to go. That's the pass he has. So that was good to see him out there. As far as taking attendance at practice, no Joe Mixon again today. I didn't see him out there. So this is three straight practices now for Mixon. So clearly an injury. Miko Ryans, again, yesterday talked about it. Doesn't appear concerned about Joe Mixon's injury, but he was not out there today. No John Mechie out there today. I don't know that I saw Mechie out there. But he didn't practice. No Christian Harris again. So that's something that's been ongoing, and Christian Harris has yet to show his face out of practice. Nico Collins did not practice today. That was definitively a veteran's day off, because Nico was out there kind of hanging out with the receivers in a Nico Collins jersey. So it would appear maybe Nico went to the team store right before practice and said, you got any Nico Collins jerseys? They said, sure, sir. What size? And Nico probably, I'm guessing Nico in XL probably, you know, big dude. 2XL is kind of for fatter guys. Like, I feel like he's probably an XL. And then they said, yeah, here's an XL. And they're probably like, is Nico your favorite player? And knowing Nico, he probably is like 10th on his power ranking of favorite players. He's a very humble guy. I'm guessing there's at least 9 Texans that Nico Collins likes before he likes Nico Collins. But that's what I choose to believe happened. I choose to believe that he ran over to the team store before practice and bought a Nico Collins jersey, and that they didn't know who he was. They just thought he was a really big, athletic-looking fan. In my fantasy world, that's what I think. I had my first edible in my whole life a couple days ago, and so maybe some of that is left over in my head, but that's what I choose to believe. So Nico, Veterans Day off. I would expect he'll be back out there practicing again tomorrow. And we're probably, as you can see, we're probably going to start to see certain guys get a practice off, a day off here, a day off there. I mean, Nico's a fourth-year guy, so he's not even one of the older players on the team, and he's already getting a Veterans Day off. Now, I'm all for it. If the sports science of the whole thing says you need to do this, especially a guy like Nico, who in each of his first 3 years dealt with some degree of medical issue, I got no problem with it. Last thing from practice, Kymie Fairbairn. They worked a lot on field goal, and Kymie Fairbairn kicked 6 field goal attempts. I'm going to credit Landry Locker with these numbers. Landry Locker of the Locker Room YouTube channel. Check it out. He made 5 of 6. Fairbairn did. Made it from 36, 41, 41, 45, and 60, and he missed from 52. I'm going to guess the conditions to kick in were pretty pristine. I mean, the turf was a little bit wet. No wind out there today. I can tell you that because when there's wind in July and August, it is a godsend. A breeze, we love that. So there was not a breeze out there today. Although it's still been really cool out there. I mean, I've yet to come home like soaked in sweat. It's coming. I get it. But this week is going to be a nice, probably the coolest temperature week that I can ever remember at Texans training camp. Some of these rookies are in for it, man. If they think this is what Houston is, yikes. So there you go. So that's what I've got for you from practice today. So appreciate you tuning in. Again, hit that subscribe button and you'll continue to get our updates on Texans training camp. There's a practice tomorrow, Wednesday, and then Friday and Saturday. So I'll have reports after all of those practices. There's 2 more early next week before the team takes off for Canton, Ohio in the Hall of Fame game. So there'll be at least 5 more practice reports coming before they go to Canton, Ohio. And then they'll be gone for a full week there, up there. Obviously, I won't be up there for that. But when we get back here to Houston, practice updates again. So, also a reminder, I'm going to be doing a mailbag episode probably a little later on today. So I may do 2 this week if I get enough activity in the email to warrant it. But houmailbag@gmail.com, houmailbag@gmail.com. Anything's fair game, questions about training camp, about the upcoming season, whatever. houmailbag@gmail.com. So for my producer, Anthony Irwin, who gets all of these episodes, Anthony's working overtime for me, and I appreciate it. A big thanks to him. And for all of you for listening, telling a friend, clicking on things, I'm tweeting out links to all this. Anything you do to share the podcast always helps grow the Utopia experience. It's going to be a fun season. Hopefully you're choosing this podcast as one of the ones to go along for the ride with you. So for Anthony Irwin and for all of you, I appreciate you. I'm Sean Pendergast. We will see you next time on the Utopia. We'll see you tomorrow and later today for a mailbag episode of Utopia for Breakfast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.